So I looked at the forecast today for Greenville, North Carolina, and I think my jaw dented my sternum because my mouth flew open. I mean, I know there's a heat wave coming to Michigan of sorts. It's going to hit 90 degrees a day or two here Thursday, Friday, I believe. But the high temperature today in Greenville, North Carolina, where it's very humid, is 97 degrees. Yikes! You know, old guys like me, we don't like that so much. Anyhow, my next guest hasn't seen 97 degrees since he fell into the campfire a couple of years ago and was covered in soot. Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds record for getting lost on Michigan back roads. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, and also a guy who today is happy, healthy, feeling great. I'm on the Steve Gruber Show. What could be better than that, man?
Exactly. Don't fall into the campfire, Ron.
Hey, listen, you know, speaking of heat waves, I was talking to my buddy Alex a little while ago. Growing up here in Michigan as a kid, I grew up on a farm, and when the weather was like this, we used to go outside at night, and you're not going to believe this, but, you know, the corn would grow so fast on hot, humid nights after a rain, you could actually hear it.
Oh, come on.
As the leaves would rustle against each other, it was growing so fast, it would rustle against each other. You could hear the corn growing. You check it out.
Come on. That's called wind, Ron. You were probably out there breaking wind, and the leaves were rustling.
There's always an alternative.
Right. My mother used to call these the 95-95 days. 95 degrees, 95% humidity, awful in Michigan, and that's what we've got coming. But for farmers, they like it. They were behind in getting their crops planted. These kind of days could really make the corn boom. You're right about that. So where do you want to start this week?
And now the corn is growing like the breaking wind, as you put it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on tomorrow night. I'm going to start up north, but I am going to be at the South Lyon Township Library tomorrow night telling stories about corn growing.
All right, there you go. And that. Breaking wind. South Lyons.
And on Friday, I am headed for Ontonagon for the annual Copper Fest.
Now, what is that? What is that?
This is an annual event. They do it for 3 days. Everything going on there, it's done right downtown Ontonagon on the banks of the Ontonagon River and Lake Superior, celebrating the history of the area, the copper culture, mining, logging, a lot of fishing and other maritime pursuits like kayak and canoeing up the rivers. Just a really, really great time. So I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to do two live shows. And the weather is supposed to be perfect up there. They're having a heat wave there. It's supposed to hit 70.
So there'll be Ron doing his burlesque show. You know, it's the Ron Rademacher show, everybody. Two live shows Saturday and Sunday only. It's Ron Rademacher, whatever it is. If you want to find out more, then go to MichiganBackRoads.com, of course, and find your speaking schedule. And you are a fabulous public speaker, storyteller, and entertainer for anybody that doesn't know. You got me thinking about fishing here, though, so don't forget to go to MichiganBackRoads.com and find Ron's schedule. But Trout-O-Rama, or Trout-Rama, or whatever you say about that over in Baldwin, I mean, that sounds like a good fishing opportunity, even on a hot, hot weekend.
Hey, listen, the Pere Marquette River runs cold year-round. This is the 63rd year they're going to be doing this over there in Baldwin. And there's literally something for everybody. I mean, of course, they have a couple of trout fishing tournaments, and big names show up for that. They also have clinics for people who are just getting started with fly fishing, and great stuff for the kids, and food and drink and motorcycles, and man, I wish I could be there.
Man, that sounds like a good time.
It actually starts today.
It does?
You know, if you can go all next 4 days are going to be going on up there.
Okay, so what I find, for people that don't know, Ron sends me background information on what he's going to, you know, share with us during his segment every week. And every so often, I'm shocked to see a name on the list. I'm going, I don't know that town, because I pride myself, maybe not quite as well as you, Ron, but I pride myself in knowing a lot about Michigan. And then I say, Harrisville? Where's Harrisville? So help me out.
Harrisville is one of the coolest unknown towns. It is on Lake Huron, about 50 miles south of Alpena. They have a number of very unusual events there. They have the largest arts and crafts street fair in Michigan is the Ann Arbor Arts and Crafts Street Fair.
All right.
The second largest one in Michigan is in Harrisville, and it's in September.
Really?
But this weekend, yeah, really. They have the town only has 600 people in it, and they'll have 400 booths of right. artisans and artists who come to that fair. But this coming weekend, they're having their wine and food festival, and it was the fastest growing wine and food festival in Michigan. It's now become the largest. And it's so popular that there's a waiting list by vintners and chefs and brewmeisters to get into this program. So one day, and the prices are great. I think it's $15 to go, and that gets you all kind of tastings, samples of the food.
Sounds great.
And they have music down in the park, in the pavilion, in Lake Huron. Really a great, great festival. That's Harrisville.
All right, so we got a minute and 30 seconds left. We've got Zealand with her pig out, and we've got the road trip of the week. Can you get it all in, Ron?
Yeah, I think I can get it all in. The road trip of the week is we're going to do that first. Marvelous Marvin's Mechanical Museum, downtown Farmington Hills. It's too hot. You can go there. It's air conditioned, free to get into. Every great magician anybody has tricks in there. All kinds of mechanical games like that one where you stick your hand in there and your mother-in-law cranks it to see how much electricity you can take. So that's really cool. Yeah. And Zealand, this is a town everybody misses out on. You want to talk about old-time values, go to Zealand for the pig out this weekend. And if you don't want pork, go to Frank's. It's a burger joint that's been there since 1924, old-style diner. I put their burger in the top five in the entire state.
Really?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, my mouth is watering right now.
Since 1924.
So Zealand, right. it's between Holland and Grand Rapids. You can miss it, but once you drive into this town, you'll feel like you step back into Mayberry, a different way of life, a different set of values, really a sensational little town. Right.
MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. That's the place to go if you want to have your town featured here on the program with Ron and myself. Or if you want to find out where Ron's traveling road show will be, remember live shows this weekend in Ottenagan and elsewhere. Ron Rademacher, everybody. Ron, have a good time out there.
Thank you, buddy. Ron's traveling road show. That's